American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The job market cooled off last month, Jenny Casola reports.
The number of new jobs created slowed to 114,000 last month. Economists were forecasting 175,000. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. Hiring was expected to slow in July, especially because of Hurricane Beryl, which struck the Gulf Coast early in the month. However, the numbers are even weaker than predicted. The Federal Reserve has been watching for signs the labor market is softening as it considers whether to cut interest rates in September. The unemployment rate is still considered historically low, though it has risen from 3.4% early last year. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Former President Donald Trump has suggested an end to taxes on Social Security benefits.
We're going to take care of Social Security. We're not going to do anything to hurt our seniors. There is so much cutting. There is so much waste in this government. There's so much fat in this government.
A member of Congress is not happy with what happened to a female boxer at the Paris Olympics. The female boxer from Italy was pummeled by a male boxer from Algeria and abandoned her bout. Florida Congressman Greg Stube made these remarks on Washington Watch.
And it's just absolutely horrifying that they have, that the left has perverted all types of women's sports, whether it be Olympic sports, whether it be kids in schools, whether it's women that are losing scholarships in Title IX in the United States. They have perverted it, and we now are seeing it on the world stage, and it's really disgusting.
There's a new aspect of Title IX changes proposed by the Biden administration that parents need to be made aware of. Besides allowing males to compete against females, former NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines says it goes much further.
Let's look at what the Biden-Harris administration has done by implementing this new Title IX rewrite, essentially abolishing Title IX in its original intent. In this new rewrite, if you, a college student, a college athlete, a 17-year-old girl who goes off to college away from her family for the first time, and you're housed with a male, and you go to your administrator and merely request a new roommate, under this new Biden-Harris administration, their new Title IX rewrite, you would be taken to your Title IX compliance office and you could be guilty and charged with sexual harassment. That's why people are terrified, especially girls my age. That's why they're terrified to speak up for themselves and to call out an injustice when they see it.
In a defeat for Virginia's largest public school district, a Virginia court has ruled that students can challenge unconstitutional transgender pronoun and bathroom policies. More from Bob Kellogg.
A Roman Catholic female student is suing the Fairfax County School District because of a school transgender policy that forces her to use names and pronouns that are opposed to her religious beliefs. Josh Hetzler is with the Founding Freedoms Law Center.
The policy attempts to compel, not just prohibit certain speech, but actually force students to say messages with which they disagree. And not only that they disagree with, but messages that are objectively untrue.
Hetzler says the district argued that the student doesn't have legal standing, something that the court overruled. He says the outcome has a lot of importance.
Fairfax is the 10th largest school district in the country and the largest one in Virginia. And Fairfax is frequently considered sort of the breeding ground of these often radical ideas. So I would say not only should everybody in Virginia be watching, but the country should be watching this, because what happens in Fairfax doesn't stay in Fairfax.
The Daily Signal reports the student is also challenging the district's transgender bathroom policy.
And finally, a potential hurricane on the way to Florida.
A low-pressure system enveloping Hispaniola is now likely to grow into a tropical cyclone impacting Florida over the next 5 days, and state officials are urging residents to prepare. Emergencies are declared in more than 50 counties in the central and northern part of the state. A number of communities are now distributing sandbags and are encouraging people to check on their supplies of food, water, and medicine. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.